Thank you for joining me for today's segment. I'm going to jump right in. Today, I'm going to be talking about being born to be, do, and have it all in life and business, the magnate way, and why that's even important to have a focus. Of course, on this platform, I primarily focus on being an authority of all trades and being able to bring different levels of your skills and your talents to the world. And for those of you who are in business, being able to diversify what you do and your offerings in the marketplace, and that's so important. You never want to be just boxed into one signature thing. Maybe you have a signature function at a time, but not holistically. You have more to you than just something that you come to be known for just in a specific area, right? Old paradigm, of course, teaches you that you need to just focus on the one thing. And yeah, focus on the one thing, and that is being a multi-trades authority, all right? So some people are hardwired. It's just in their orientation, their DNA, so to speak. They were born for certain things. Like myself, I was born to be, do, and have it all. And my beingness is kind of in the format of a bee, BEE. I cross-pollinate who I am and diversify that and disperse myself in so many different areas, just using my entire life's experience. And many of you who've been a part of this platform for quite some time or other platforms that you follow me on, you know that my demonstration is massive in terms of leveraging my life as a niche, right? And when people, we hear the common term about you can be, do, and have it all. But over the years, when I listen to people talk about that, particular focus, there's still a limitation to what that can be. And honestly, it's an individual thing for sure. It is not a cookie cutter type of formula that you can just give to anyone to say, okay, here's how you can be, do, and have it all. Now, certain core principles or so may apply, but it really is a unique individual thing. But there are some people who are just born for a certain type of experience. So when you hear different gurus, or experts, so to speak, talk about, no, you only need to focus on this one thing. You only need, and it's like, that's like telling someone who was born for something that they can't do it. That, or that they're not supposed to do it. And if they are, it's supposed to be done this way. You can only achieve that if you do X, Y, and Z. Well, I'm sorry to break. No, actually, I'm not sorry. And I don't even hate to break the news. I'll just let my demonstration represent what that really means. You can't tell someone who's born for something that, well, they can't do it, or it has to be done this way. Well, when people try to follow that formula or that whatever it is that they come up with, how you can get to do all the things that you want to do, people typically don't get around to actually doing that. They primarily get locked in to some one functionality, and maybe they add a few additional streams of revenue. But something typically consistently goes lacking, and they never fully get around to doing what it is that they really want to do on a multi-level, type of way. In a multi-level type of way. And this is more than just being, a multi-passionalite or however you pronounce those things. This is more than just, being someone who is doing multiple things. It's not about that. It's a way of being. It's when you're born for something, you will be it first, in a sense. And the having and the doing, it all is beingness. It all becomes one and the same. It's like a holy trinity, so to speak. When you're born for something, if you're someone you love to share your gifts on multiple levels, but you haven't found a way to be able to do that to make, an impact and an income, you simply have to live your life outside of the traditional frameworks, of the traditional norms. You have to just set up your life structures so that your life and business structures, I should say, so that you are able to step into any role of functionality. Like myself, I'm very omnipresent in the media. And so when someone says, you only can write for one niche, you need to focus. No, I have over 300 works on Amazon for different niche markets. So what do you mean? That you can only do, or you're only supposed to do that. If I believed that, then I would have never followed what I know to be true for me, to publish for different niche markets, to have my works on Amazon, and for people to sync up with those works as they need to, and then when I am intentionally marketing those. But to say that, you're not supposed to do this and you have to do it this one way, you have to start here. Well, that's not true for everyone. Sometimes gurus and experts don't need to teach in absolutes. There are some quote unquote anomalies in the universe, even though I don't actually like to teach from that paradigm either, because there are things that can be done consistently. But people have to find their way. I've created over 1,000 online platforms for different niche markets using different sites like Tumblr.com, Blogspot, LiveJournal, Facebook pages, different platforms I have used to multiply who I am and created self-serving types of platforms, self-coaching platforms, training hubs that people can sync up with. I've created over 500 digital products for different niche markets. So, in my beingness to be, do, and have it all in life and business, because I became the journalist of my life and then the anchor of my life. But I've also been the biologist of my life to dissect my entire experience and see what are the nuggets, what are the things that I can bring to the world. Because when you sow more into life, you get more life. You get more life. Those different work traps that people get into, whether it's in their traditional jobs, or it is coming to the online space and now being a slave to social media. Right? That's not life. When you sow into life, you reap more life. So when I take my life's experience, I use my life as a niche. That is sowing into life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, right? So when you sow into life, as I mentioned, you get more life. And in order to be, do, and have it all, you need more life. Okay? And what I mean by more life is you need the opportunity to leverage your life more, to leverage your beingness, your existence more. You're not getting additional life added to you in terms of days and hours, in a sense, even though, in a sense, you do. And you can definitely add more years to your life when you just live from the life force. versus having to do things that are going to stress you out consistently and not give you the true benefit and maximization of the life you're here to live. So when you can look at your journey and look at the gifts within the gifts within the gifts, the talents within the talents, the experiences within the experience, that's life coming forth. And when you start to share that life in the world, in the marketplace, that changes things significantly. Another one of my mottos, aside from my life is my niche, is that I'm in the business of being fully me. In the business of being fully me, bringing the total me empire to the marketplace. So when you give all, you can be, do, and have all. Because in your beingness of your allness, then opens up doors and opportunities for you to maximize your full potential. Now, you all hear me talk about, yes, you can have some signature things that you do, signature focuses, all right? People have overcomplicated doing too much when they don't understand it's a way of beingness. That whole misconcept of the quote or statement, you know, if you become a master of all things, master of all trades or jack of all trades, master of none, so to speak, they twisted that quote. And I've talked about this in other segments. That's not what it means. But here's the deal. If you master self, you can master anything. And if you master your divinity, you can do all things. You know, the Bible talks about what's impossible for man is possible for God. And so when I hear individuals talk about, well, you're not supposed to do this, I'm not sure what God you serve or what God you are aware of. But it's not the one that I'm connected to. It's not the one that I've learned about. That says that you can do all things. Now, how you go about doing those all things, again, that's a customized type of experience that may look different, how it plays out. One thing I want to say, since you know the primary focus in terms of you being able to be, do, and have it all in life, in business, the magnate way, is that you can't really level up to be a magnate in this new era if you're going to play from the side of the track of some of the, I don't even want to call them old school concepts, but they definitely are ones that have expired. But honestly, some of what has been set up should have been things that never have taken place in terms of creative expression, being able to be a creator in your world. You're created in the image of your creator. That means you can do things far beyond what you could even imagine. But when you have these limitations, you can't show up fully. And you're here to do that. So when we start doing things the magnate way, that is being holistically wealthy as a business owner, but the business of your life first, okay? So that's the first order of understanding, is you have to be in the business of your life first. And then you can use your life. You can use your life to be, do, and have it all. See, for me, life and career, it's one and the same. It's one and the same. So it's not really work. But obviously, There's been work done because no one can publish 300 publications or create over 500 digital products or over 1,000 online platforms to serve different niche markets if there was not work involved. All right? Or action taken, so to speak. But when you are connected to your life, you can be. And the beingness allows you to see what you already have. I like to actually use that phrase kind of in a flip, because sometimes it's really about have, be, and do. Because you already have certain things, and when you understand that, you can embody the beingness of it. And then it can allow you to do even more. But then you can flip that. You can do, be, and have. Because sometimes you are going to have to do some things, embody the beingness. You can have more. So there's a lot of play, even just in that phrase, that you can flip that around. So whether it's be, have, do, have, do, be, have, you can leverage it. And the reason why that's important, because sometimes in life, you have to rearrange certain things. You have to feng shui your life in a sense. And your business agenda. So that you can live out this expression. When you become really the magnate of your experience, understanding the wealthiness, the success that lies within all of your life. That is when you can truly say, I be, do, and have it all. Or however that mix works for you. All right? Some people were born for this. And again, I happen to be one of those individuals. If you tell me, oh, you can only do this, that's like it operates against my very nature. And some of you have heard me use this analogy before. It's like being a duck and telling a duck that you should be barking. Well, ducks don't bark, they quack. Can they bark? Oh, absolutely. They can be trained for that. Obviously, if they're raised around dogs, they pick that up, but that's not their natural orientation. And for some of you, your very existence was about coming here to be able to do multiple things. And then you get conditioned in a way that, tells you that's not supposed to be. They uneducate you out of your true nature of existing. And when you don't operate in your truth, guess what happens? You don't get to experience a life that allows you to be, do, and have it all. Now, I mentioned that I'm a cross pollinator, so I operate from, the be kind of expression. But it is still about beingness. And if you know anything about bees, their bodies are not where they're supposed to be able to fly. The aerodynamics, and just how they're oriented, they're not supposed to be able to fly based on the wing capacity, with their body. And yet they do it. And yet they do it. It's the unexplainable. And yet it happens. And for you, if you really want to Maximize the fullness of your life, your full potential of living, then you're going to have to allow something beyond you to execute that through you. That's the thing that the quote unquote gurus and experts, they leave out. I don't care how much they talk about, their faith, they don't factor in God on a completely different level. The one that can do exceedingly above and beyond anything you can ask, imagine, or think. So some of you probably think I'm preaching to you today. It's okay. I am an ordained minister. Most of you know that. But I share what I share in very practical ways, not in a religious context. But going back to what I said before, when you master yourself, you master your divinity, which is an ongoing process, you can defy the impossible. You can do what they say can't be done. I've created multiple paradigms that serve different levels of this type of cross-functionality for people who are here and born to do this. I created spiritual multiplicity entrepreneurship, multiplicity entrepreneurship, conscious multiplicity entrepreneurship, cross industries entrepreneurship, industry crossover entrepreneurship, cross pollination publishing entrepreneurship, life niche career entrepreneurship, life expression entrepreneurship. What are they talking about? And when I say they, about you're not supposed to be here to do this. You can't do everything. Yes, you can. We said, well, not all at once. But you can set up your universe to operate in that way. When I created my multiversity, there are different trajectories of who I am. Operate simultaneously like different life, like timelines, so to speak, where I created different experiences. And it's like how God created the earth. He created the heavens. He created all these different things. He had an order of creation. And when he set some things in motion, they were, and they still are, what they are. So if I never felt guided to publish another work, I got over 300 publications that pretty much covered life's essentials and other things for my passions, my hobbies, different areas of my calling. Most of you know I'm cross-trained in over 200 areas. So if I never create another product, I've served different niche markets. I've served a variety of industries. That's a timeless experience. I have these different platforms, and whether those platforms, and I've even had disruptions with platforms, on a particular platform that allowed you to have multiple, blog platforms under it. I had a disruption and that went away. That did not faze me any because I am the empire within myself. All I need is the present moment. I'm a creator. And I create for where I feel guided, what industry is calling me forth to create for. I was born for this. And so many other people have been born for this. And these are the true magnates of this era who are going to be multifunctional, multidimensional, multi-trajectory magnates. Ones who are going to defy the odds. This is not a knock to anything that exists or pre-existed, so to speak. But here's the deal. Some things have run their course, and people don't understand that it's run its course. And it's not in the best interest to continue to teach that formality, but yet they can't teach anything else because that's all they know. And they, well, I'm having success with this. And when I was trying to do multiple things, it wasn't working. When I narrowed down on this one thing, here's the things that happen. But what if that's something temporary? What if that's not going to be long-standing? What if the new way is that you're going to have to bring forth multiple giftings, multiple functionalities? You're going to have to leverage your entire life's experience. What if that crashes down? Then what? And you don't have momentum in the new way. Just saying. Things people need to think about. Disruptions happen all the time. I happen to be the ultimate industry disruptor. So my thing is for you, for those of you who know that you are born to share multi levels of your gifts and talents. There are ways that you can do this and it not be an overwhelming thing. It is just a natural, organic way of being. If you create, don't feel that you have to put your creation, somewhere in a structure. I have several things that I don't necessarily have on, every specific platform or different things like that because I've created it. If someone, I come across someone and they enter into my experience and they need a certain product or publication, I happen to have it. Yes, it will be obviously available online, but in case they don't sync up with that, SEO or however, some type of encounter with me, they'll find out about it. But majority of people just sync up with the particular platform or product or streams of products that they need. So when you're born for something, you have an innate template, blueprint. It's part of your encoding. You crack that open, it will give you how what it is that you need to do to put this together, that you won't be able to find some system out there or framework. We'll do it this way. No, when I was given this calling and my unique encoding started being extracted for this, it didn't just give me one way. It gave me multiple ways that different people could operate and set up their success. I've leveraged all of them. Some of them at some point started to break down and didn't work as well for me because I needed to expand. I needed to level up. And never get caught in a one-trick pony, one-niche wonder type of expression or a one system that can just work for any and everybody. That is not so. That's why this world is jacked up like it is, of trying to fit everybody into a box that they aren't meant to be in. That's why most businesses, entrepreneurs that start businesses don't really succeed because they get into somebody's framework that tells them, you got to do it this way. This is how I achieve my success. Well, I'm here to tell you the way I achieve my success and that ever increasing type of expansion is not necessarily how you're going to do it. Now, I can point you in the right direction in terms of the jumpstart because there are some core fundamentals that are going to apply to any individual who steps into the online space and who is embarking on a certain path, whether you have different concentrations. I use this example in other segments where you do have to look at your experience like going to a university. When you go to that specific university, there are going to be core curriculums that everyone has to take regardless of their concentration, They're majors. So again, there are some things that you will have to do, and I can teach those fundamentals from that premise in terms of now here is something you're gonna have to do. An example of this, when I teach people how to become published authors or start to build their publishing empire, now the works that they bring forth are gonna be unique to them. But if they want to do self-publishing, let's say, and get their works on Amazon, I teach the path of Kindle Direct Publishing. So guess what? Those fundamentals are going to be there. Now, what publishes through the platform is what's unique to that individual. So that's not cookie cutter when it's fundamentals. It's like building a house. Whether you are building a house off the grid or not, there are foundational things that have to be laid. Now, how the structure is built upon the foundation can be different, but a foundation has to be laid. And pretty much the same materials that you're going to use to lay any solid foundation are going to be the same. So when you step into this level of a trajectory of a magnate for yourself, so that you can be, do, and have it all in life and business, yes, fundamentals are going to apply. If you want to set up a Facebook account, you got to do the same thing everybody else did to enter in to do that, or any account you set up for. Those are the things that, yes, are going to be fundamental. Now, once you get into the experience, there's now we're talking about customization, how you can utilize the platform differently than the norm. That's what you have to discover. I definitely can help you to do that and navigate that for sure. And this is, let me just be clear. What I'm sharing is not a knock to different systems that have been working for several people. Just know that it just can't work for everyone. And just like systems that they found that worked for them, they were probably once a part of a system that didn't work. And then they found something that worked. I don't want to say caution, but also my, if I had to give some advice, I would say, but I would not put all my eggs in that basket either. Even in companies in coaching businesses that you have that are making millions of dollars a year right now, I would not put all my eggs in that basket. Because again, if a disruption happens and that becomes obsolete, which it will, what are you working with? That's a whole nother podcast segment. But my primary goal for this particular segment in empowering the new era of magnates coming forth is that they are going to be multi-mission individuals. And the way that they're going to be, do, and have it all is they're going to bring allness of who they are to the table. Yes, some functions will happen seasonal, but who they are as individuals is the life business in motion that doesn't require a website, doesn't necessarily even require social media presence a certain way. It requires them to be who they are fully and just able to step into any role at any given time, or already have things available that when divine rendezvous happen, and they will, and different encounters happen, they have something to share, something of value, things that people can invest in. So I want those of you who really feel born and called, like I know I'm supposed to be doing several different things. It's a way of beingness. You don't get overwhelmed with it. It's your natural orientation. But for impact and income, you just need kind of I won't say a system. It can be used systematically. You need a way that facilitates your beingness in that way. That's what I created for myself. Anytime I want to step in to do something, I can step in and do it. Because I did set up my life structures to support that. My life and business structures to support that. It looks different for everyone, but again, there are some fundamentals that are going to apply to any and everyone. But how it plays out, yeah, that's the customized way. Now, in every segment, I always share that you check in the description and there will be a robustness of resources or articles, different related things to what I've talked about. So I do have a B, do and have it all, Royal Academy. And it's just different courses that you can take. There are many courses. And so I'll have a link to that platform in the description, but I'll also have, again, other resources that can help to support you with this initiative because it's time for you to be the truth of who you are. Don't try to be something else because you're going to fail at that. If you're trying to be what someone else wants you to be, or what they're telling you who you have to be, you aren't going to succeed. Sure, you may have some success, and some of you already have. We all have had different levels of success under certain paradigms. But then life comes to a halt where that simply won't work. If you're going to choose one thing to do, it needs to be cross-functionality. It needs to be multifunctionality. Choose a function. Not a niche. Niche down in the moment. Niche for a season. Or niche in a way where you created products where that serves that different niche, and then you may find you go on to do some other things. Now, I know some are going to say, well, then that's what we're teaching. We said find one thing and then go do other things. No. Here's the deal. It's not the same. Because creating a product in a series of products for a niche is not niching down in terms of a whole and then go do other things. I create multiple products for different niches. I just in the moment, see, the moment is different than, oh, I started with this and now I built this up and I'm going on to do X, Y, and Z. That's not how it works. Not for people born to do this. Not on this level. They create. Yes, is there an order to bringing that creation into formation in a sense? Absolutely. But most of the time, they are just in creation mode. And it's seasons where they need to be doing that. And then they come and bring something more holistically together. It's not a linear process. Anyone who knows about entrepreneurship understands it's not a linear journey. Certainly for individuals who are born to do, to be, do, and have it all, they certainly do not have a linear journey, and one that most will not understand. But I'm just championing those of you who know you're born for more. It's time to be all. The old army motto, be all you can be. In this case, be all you can be as a bee. Cross-pollinate and cross-dominate in the marketplace as a magnate, as a wealthy, successful influencer, business owner, but do it in a multi-mission way, a multi-level way. If you pay attention to my demonstration, which in some cases you can definitely model after some things that resonate and feel authentic for you, I'm categorized and but I'm holistic as well. On some platforms, it's robustness, and on some, it's very simplified. There's no limitations here. The more you sow into life, as I mentioned, the more life you will give, the more you use of your life. And not use up in terms of, oh, I'm just exhausting myself doing all these things. No. The more life moves through you to create, to be all things to all when it's necessary, to learn multiple trades, to look at your life where you've already been skilled, where you've already leveled up, even in just life in general. Not, it doesn't have to be some formal education experience or something you've gotten a certification in order for you to be able to provide something of value from something that really means a lot to you. And then, yes, you can add multiple streams of income and different things and learn. You can do it all. You really can. In addition to what I've shared about my different publications and products and different things, I have multi-level online apparel shops. I sell coffee and tea and snacks. And so what? Yes, I have affiliate marketing programs that I offer, but I'm a part of affiliate marketing and not in that old paradigm way, meaning I do have affiliate links and collaborations that I've done, partnerships and different things. That's aside from the other stuff that I shared about. So I, again, what do you mean? Or what do they mean in terms of you can't do everything all at once? Well, it certainly looks like that's occurring because all at once, you can go to any of those platforms, and that's my beingness. Now, of course, we said, well, you didn't do all that at one time. Well, I wasn't called to do it all at one time, but guess what? The allness of me was still present in terms of this is an all type of experience. And I created from multiple strands and multiple streams in the same seasons of life. I've worked on multiple book projects at the same time for different niche markets. I was born for this. And other people were born for this too. I'm not here to make a case for this, but I am here to tell the individuals who have been kind of oppressed by that type of paradigm is it can be done. And again, you're looking at someone who has done that. And now that is a functionality of beingness. So I am being all things to all at one time because that was a primary goal. But I go on to serve in my different functions as I'm called, as I'm guided. But the omnipresent beingness of BEE being all things to all, oh, it's already there. So that's what magnetism, if you will, being magnetized in a multi-mission way, that's what that looks and feels like in this new era. Again, that will play out different for everyone. So as I mentioned within the description, you're going to find just several opportunities, things that can help to support you. And then you see them in multi-level types of ways that no, it's not just one way to do it. Oh, there are many paths, many MI to many ways to abundance, which is one of my empires. Oh, there's many paths to this, but you still have to choose the narrow way in terms of understanding that cross functionality, multi-missionness, you choose those narrow ways that you can bring the allness of who you are. That's the narrow way. And within the allness, within that way is everything, the way, the truth, the life, which means you will use your life codes, which is your unique information from your encoding, to create the life that you were really born to live, born to be, do, and have it all. All right. So that's what I got for my magnates. Whether you are emerging, whether you're one leveling up, that's what I have for you today. And I hope that it inspired you. And again, check the description. I am wishing you the absolute best. Looking forward to being back with you in upcoming segments. All right. Take care. And as always, stay blessed.